or we would get what they call turpentine chips, mm-hmm. which were, they had lots of rosin on them. That was the finest thing to start a fire. You could put your piece of paper to it and put a turpentine chip on top of it, and then put some wood on top of that, light the paper, and before you know it, you had a good hot fire. You don't have any turpentine chips now because there's very little turpentine weight going on. It was a part of the naval industry.
Did you ever use a big log in the back?
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, you call it a log. Now, right there. Now, we don't have any big logs in there now, but we had a... I used to have a... about a 15 or 16-inch log. It was gas-heated on its end, but it looked very much like a log. But we don't use that anymore. I took it out and put in... some of them Hawaii's like better. In fact, as I remodeled this part of the house here about 25, 30 years ago, used to be a wall there. Houses used to be built on a theory of going in the front door and walk on through the back door. Mm-hmm. But methods of architecture have changed. There wasn't much architecture at all about small frame dwellings back in those days. What you did most of it, people put up some walls and began building a house around it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a house that you open the front door and you can walk right through it? Did you ever call it a gun barrel house or something like that?
I never heard you call that. What you call it? Usually you have rooms, you can walk through a hallway which opened into the rooms on each side. But then later they decided to close all that up. I know some right here in the county now that you could go in the front door and walk right straight on through. Mm-hmm. It was not good architecture, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. In your fireplace, did you have a couple of iron things to hold the logs up?
I did have, yes.
What did you call those?
Let me think just a minute. Matter of fact, I've got the same thing there right now. Mm-hmm. Restaurant. But I'll try to think of it in a minute. It'll come to me.
On a fireplace, what would you call this area in the front?
The hearth.
And
H-E-A-R-T-H. Mm-hmm. Hearth.
And this on the top that you can put things on,
That's a mantle.
Do you ever have to clean your fireplace very much?
Oh, sure. If you have a clean house, you have to. But of course, we don't have anything like that now mostly because it's all gas fired and gas heated and electric lighted.
How would you go about cleaning the fireplace? How would you do that?
Well, one thing, you take something and brush it down, scrape it down, pick it up and put it in a bucket or something and carry it outside.
What would you call that in the bottom that you'd have to pick up with the bucket?
The grate? You had the grate in there. Grate.
Would it